The United Nations Security Council is holding off, for now, on formally responding to North Korea's recent missile tests. The Security Council is waiting to see if China can persuade its longtime ally to cooperate. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the situation is being seen as a test of China's ability to be a diplomatic broker.
The U.S.'s top negotiator on North Korea, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, wrapped up a week of shuttle diplomacy in Asia today and headed back to Washington. He said that despite China's best diplomatic efforts, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, as it's formally known, still refused to cooperate regarding its missile tests and nuclear programs.
And the Chinese sent a good delegation up to Pyongyang, showed a real interest in trying to work with the DPRK, but it does not appear to have been reciprocated.
The delegation's visit to the North Korean capital was scheduled before the missile tests. It's due back in Beijing on Saturday. The group includes China's top nuclear negotiator, who is meeting with his North Korean counterpart. China is urging Pyongyang to return to multilateral talks on its nuclear programs and resume a moratorium on missile tests. But at a press briefing today, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Jiang Yu warned against pinning all expectations on Beijing. "We hope all the parties involved will take positive steps to push things in the right direction. Relying solely on China's efforts is not enough," she said. China avoids criticizing North Korea publicly. But the week before North Korea's missile tests, Premier Wen Jiabao made it perfectly clear in his public comments, China did not want those missiles to fly. The fact that they did was a diplomatic snub and a sharp illustration of the limits of Beijing's leverage over Pyongyang, despite being its largest aid provider and sole remaining ally. Assistant Secretary Hill said he guessed the Chinese were pretty frustrated.
"I think the North Koreans take Chinese assistance much more readily than they take Chinese advice. I think China kind of expects a little more cooperation from the North Koreans on that."
By hosting several rounds of talks in Beijing, China has taken the lead role in the search for a multilateral solution to the North Korean issue. Jin Sanrong, an international relations expert at People's University in Beijing, says that the U.S. and Japan in particular may now grow disillusioned about Chinese diplomacy. "People will become doubtful of China's current role in the six-party talks," he says. "This is bound to happen. This is China's diplomatic loss in the aftermath of the missile tests. But there's not much China can do about it." South Korean diplomacy hasn't fared much better. In Seoul today, North Korean diplomats walked out of cabinet-level talks, refusing the South's requests to discuss the missile tests. North Korea has little time for its Asian neighbors, experts say, because it's desperately staking its survival on a one-on-one game of nuclear brinksmanship with the U.S. Failing a last-minute breakthrough by the Chinese in Pyongyang, the matter will now return to the U.N. Security Council, whose members will have to forge a united response to North Korea's missile launches. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.